Well, the Kama Yerushalmi corresponding to Baba Kama Bavli, Daf Mem Vav. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph at the beginning of the new Perek. That's now the fifth Perek. Shor Shenogeg HaSapara. There's a Mishnah, Shor Shenogeg HaSapara, Venimsa, Ubo B'Sidah, Ven Yadur Im Atrei Nolko Yalda, Vim Mishenolko Yalda, Mishalim Chatsi Nezek, Lepara Ulevia, Uvevia Levlad. If an ox gored a cow and a dead calf is found near the cow, and we don't know if the calf was born before the goring and died by itself, or after the goring and died due to the goring. The ox pays half damage for the cow and a quarter for the calf. Achein, parsha nokha is a shor, venimsa, vlada basida, ven yadua im adchela yalda, nokha, ven misha, nokha, yalda, vishalam chatsi nezik, minapora, uvia minavrat. Similarly, if a cow gored an ox, and a calf is near the cow, and we don't know if the calf was born before or after the goring, we collect half damage for the ox from the cow, and a quarter damage from the calf. The Gemara says, v'chi kol aparis mepilos na'alech b'hem acha aroi v'omu machmas negicha mepila. The Gemara asks, well, do all cows miscarry? We should tell the majority that don't miscarry and say that it miscarried due to the goring. V'yisameris, the Gemara answer this shows that we don't follow the majority in monetary laws, rather we're concerned for the minority and it's considered a sophic. Rabbi Yosi says, elsewhere we follow the majority in monetary laws, like Rabbi Achator, that if a camel was mating and a mace was found there, it's known that this one was the one that killed it. Rabbi Yanai says that the latter part of our Mishnah means that he pays half damage from the cow, and the owner of the cow pays a quarter of half damage, meaning an eighth, to the owner of the cow. Rabbi Yosi says the owner of the cow pays a quarter, which he certainly owes. The other quarter, which I'm sure who owes it, this one gives half of the quarter, means an eighth, and the other one gives half. What's the difference between them? Both agree that the owner of the cow pays 3/8, and the owner of the other calf pays an eighth. Mesu avladois manda ama, as she says, zeh noisin mechzer, zeh noisin mechzer, ahen yoiv nizkei, ahen yoiv nizkei. The answer is, if the calves died, the one, means Rabbi Yosi, who says that this one gives half and this one gives half, this one pays its damage and this one pays its damage, since the victim can't collect from the owner of the calves, since Tam pays only Megufay, he receives only from the owner of the cow, means 3/8. Mandam dama mishalim chatsi nezek min hapara uval avladis oile lebal hapara mavir ayin yoev nizkei ayin ama loiladin bois aidi likumich. One is said that he pays half damage to the cow, and the owner of the calves pays a quarter of half damage, means an eighth, to the owner of the cow. This one means the owner of the cow pays his damage, and the owner of the calves says, don't you want to collect from this child? I will throw the worthless carcass in front of you. And the Mishnah says, similarly, if a cow gored an ox. Bun Bar Kahana asked Rav Imi, does the calf pay only a quarter because it's a suffix, perhaps if it was born before the goring, but if it were Vadai, this one would pay half and that one would pay half. Do I say that if an animal's foot belongs to one and the rest of it belongs to another person and it's damaged, this one pays half and that one pays half? Amalei ben Mu'ud, he must nisa. Then he answered, our Mishnah discusses a Mu'ud. Ragla mechualach, macha chetzia, ragla shniya mechualach, macha chetzia, chetzia, amma mishlokesh kolilein, shmoasa, diloyinun. If a person said the hind leg has sold you, since if it's a move, the animal is trefer, he sold half. If he said the second hind leg is sold you, he sold half of what he still owns, meaning half of it.